Professionals at this shit for sure.
Here we are.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, peoples.
People who are still listening, even though we have been inconsistent.
Scatterbrain.
We'll be back.
Yeah, for sure. It's hard. It's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. And once you have kids and shit happens and this and that, like
excuses.
We said before,
it's all excuses. We know it's excuses. We're saying it.
Priorities.
Excuses.
Priorities change.
Yeah, well, just timing, man. It's hard to find the right timing for both of us at the same time.
Definitely.
Like, we can both find the hour, but is the hour at the same time?
That's right. Exactly.
That's the only issue.
Yeah.
That's what's going on here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because Tuesdays and Thursdays are my nights to teach, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then as long as I can find someone to cover for me on Tuesday or Thursday, then we'll do it. But it's not always the case. People aren't always available.
Yep.
Again, excuses. Shit happens. Yep. But we're here now. So
the big shit going on, had the election yesterday.
Yes, the Canadian election.
And that was interesting.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are mad at everybody. Everybody's fucking mad. And everybody is a political analyst.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody knows tons about politics right now.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm kind of impressed by.
Sure.
I hope they actually do. Mm-hmm. All these fuckwits that are on spewing hate and doing whatever and getting mad at everybody, I hope they actually know what they're talking about.
Yeah, me too.
Right? But at the end of the day, no matter what party gets in, they all pretty much do the same bullshit.
Yep.
Now, I know some things affect other people more, and this was a tough one because there is a lot of civil unrest across Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And whose side are you on, right? Whose side are any of us on? And that's the biggest thing. Like, with Jagmeet Singh, do I think racism had a factor in why NDP didn't get a lot of votes? Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I really do. And that's, you know, whether it's closet racism or not closet racism, a lot of people call him a raghead or a towelhead or Muslim or whatever. And the fucking dude isn't Muslim. He's fucking Indian. And that thing on his head, man, that shit looks cool. I'd wear one if I could pull it off.
Yeah.
Right? If it wasn't cultural appropriation,
of course. Yeah.
So I think he's a decent dude.
Yeah.
Right? I would love to see free dental.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a lot of shit that I liked about him.
Yeah.
One thing that I disagree with is his stance on, like, killing the oil sands.
Yeah.
Right? And here's my take on this. And this all goes back to everything. This is part of the whole conversation. Let's say you had to build a house.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Right? Mm-hmm. So you build up the fucking frame and shit. You put your scaffolding up. Would you take down the scaffolding before you got the second level done? So you got the first level fully done,
right,
and then you take down the scaffolding.
No.
Right? It's a difficult situation because if you want to stop using gas, you have to get the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have it yet.
That's right.
So we need to use gas until we create this next green energy.
Yeah.
Right? You can't just cut gas. That's like taking down your scaffold before you're done building your fucking house.
That's right.
I'm not saying let's mine all the ore. Let's dig all the fucking holes. Let's do everything. Let's take all the gas out. I'm saying let's put a lot of energy into finding out what the next clean energy solution is and keep everything the same until then.
Yeah.
And then transition over at a normal fucking human pace.
Yeah.
People would vote for that because that's normal shit.
Yeah.
But you can't just drop everybody. And think about this too. Like, green-wise, I'm super green, man.
Yeah.
I have two kids. You have a kid. We want our kids and our kids' kids to have futures, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So we agree with all these fucking climate change fucking screamers.
Certainly, yeah.
The problem is Canada only produces 1.6% of these climate gases,
yeah,
right? So if we're only producing 1.6% and then we get rid of all what we're producing and we end up zero, we cut 1.6.
Yeah, big deal.
What are we going to do? Go to war with China to cut their 50%? No, we can't. They own us.
That's right.
They own our debt. They've been buying our debt for years.
Yeah. No,
so what's our solution here? There isn't one unless we continue with what we're doing, mm-hmm. build clean energy, clean renewable energy, mm-hmm. and then give that patent to China. Give it to fucking Russia. Give it to all the polluters. Uh-huh. Hey, look at this clean shit. Take this and use it.
Dude, I think we talked about this with the Bill Gates
Pretty
thing.
Sure we did.
Because the Bill Gates thing is he found actual nuclear energy that is completely sustainable, and they had this entire company create...
People are terrified of nuclear energy, though.
Oh, definitely. But this entire mechanism, and it was good to go, and then they had... Or the U.S. and China had this big trade war, or this big trade war falling out.
Mm-hmm.
So that got kiboshed. But it was through the ringer. It was ready to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always, again, politics are an issue when it comes to shit like this, right?
Yep.
It's unfortunate. But and then, like, if you look at Alberta and the oil sands, think about all the money out there.
Yep.
Think about all the people, all the livelihoods that would be disrupted.
Did you watch anything last night? Did you watch any election coverage?
I watched, like, 40 minutes of it on Global.
There was an interview with the mayor of Calgary, and he was talking... Like, Albertans are crying.
Mm-hmm.
They're not crying, like, in the literal sense. They're crying, like, they're telling people, we're having problems here.
Yeah.
You know, we're not getting the production that we should be getting because you guys are blaming us for everything.
Yeah.
And one side of Canada is blaming the other side of Canada. And then, like, it even shows in Facebook. You scroll down Facebook, everybody who isn't from the Maritimes is mad at the Maritimes right now because we all voted fucking red. But we didn't.
Yeah.
36% voted red.
Yeah.
Everyone else, so all the rest of that percentage uh-huh. voted for something else.
Right, right.
In Cape Breton, Canso, or in Cape Breton, Sydney, Victoria, 4,000 people voted for an independent.
Holy shit, yeah. Yeah. So that's...
So, like, red got 11,000,
yeah.
blue got 11,000, 4,000 people voted for a guy named Archie MacKinnon.
Yeah.
Good old boy.
Awesome last name.
But you know what I'm saying?
I do,
like,
I do.
That's showing civil unrest, man. Yeah. That's the sign. Like, the Bloc Québécois getting all those fucking seats.
Yeah, they piled up.
It's just showing, like, we're not happy with what's currently going on.
Yeah.
And voting in whatever way, that's how people show it, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it went from a majority to a minority government. Yeah.
But still, it's such a strong minority that I'm sure they'll go the full 4 years.
Yeah, most likely.
But
most
it's
likely.
Like, it's, when I pick on Trudeau and, like, he did blackface and he did all this dumb shit, like, I don't really care.
No.
As long as he's doing what's right by Canadians.
Right.
And the voting patterns show that a lot of Canadians are unhappy.
Yeah.
Oh, right? Definitely. So, like, without going into who I voted for or who John voted for, the fact of the matter is, like, only 36% voted for Trudeau in my little area here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, which is wild.
And then a whole bunch of Bloc Québécois got in. Maxime Bernier got nothing, yeah. which is unfortunate because sure. he seems like he really cares about Canada. But, yeah. I don't know, you know, because I'm not a super political person.
Me either.
But because of this election,
yeah.
I'm going to start dedicating more time to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's important for your everyday life.
Right? Right? Like, one thing I suggested is even if you just go online and read some platforms before you go out and vote, so at least you have, like, a somewhat educated opinion.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think conservatives got in because Schneer's just boring as fuck.
Yeah, he is. Doesn't he have weird views on human rights or like, women's rights?
Yes and no. I mean, he's not going to repeal anything.
Right.
Like, even if he got elected, he's not going to go, like, take away abortion. He's not going to repeal any of these things. It's too controversial, right?
Yeah.
He would have left it as status quo, mm-hmm. but there was a lot of mudslinging. Like, people were fucking shitting on each other hardcore for
definitely,
this.
Definitely.
And that was tough for me. This was, and maybe I just don't remember.
Yeah.
But this was the filthiest fucking election I've ever seen in my entire life.
Feel in the air, right?
I don't like this method of let's talk about the other people and their bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't give a fuck that Liberal candidate Jaime Batiste made fucking tweets 12 years ago.
It's
don't
completely irrelevant
give a fuck.
To today and now. It doesn't
what
matter.
What did he do yesterday?
Yeah, and...
Because I'm not the same guy I was 12 years ago, are you?
Fuck no. And kudos to that guy, because he grew up, you know, as you know, in an Aboriginal community.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and he came out in the open and said, listen, man, I made these at a very trying time in my life.
Yeah.
And it's,
didn't he just get out of a relationship?
Yeah, like, something like that.
Shit like that, man.
And I mean,
people say things.
And I like that he comes forward and he says, listen, man, I put all my cards on the table here. Yep. I fucked up back then. Big deal. Here I am now. Mm-hmm. And he won. He's the first Mi'kmaq MP in Canadian history.
Good for him.
Yeah. So it's cool. For sure. Good for him indeed. Yeah, you could just kind of feel it in the air, I find. And, I feel like social media is a bitch, too, man, when it comes to this stuff. Cause
oh, there's a lot of, like, incorrect information out there that's getting spread as the truth.
Yeah, and, I mean, that's the issue. And,
yep.
You know, everything's fake news, and, like, even, like, political commercials most times are fake because they use someone, a company, to create them, yep. although the material is not correct.
Yeah.
It's actually fabricated most times.
It's tough.
It's fucked up. It's... And the crazy thing is, we think it's ruthless here in Canada, but you look in the States, like the United States is insane mm-hmm. with the fake news and all this chaos that goes on down there and with the elections and everything. But it's crazy, man. It's a dirty feeling in the air.
Yeah. Just everybody's so busy fucking talking about the bad things of others. Like, I would have enjoyed more finding out what good things that candidate is doing for me.
Yeah.
Like, what good things is that party doing for me? That's the stuff I want to know.
I mean, if you look at the avenue that most of the politicians running did, it's like a loser attitude, right?
Yep.
You pick out, like, you pick on people.
Yep.
They did this bad, they did that bad, so let's...
Mm-hmm. What are we teaching everyone else?
Exactly.
That the best way to get voted in a popularity contest is to shit on the other person I'm running against.
That's it.
And I don't approve of that.
That's loser behavior, mm-hmm. in my opinion. But, yeah, I mean, it's tough.
It is. I'm not a fan of it at all.
No, and it's the world we live in now.
Yep.
You know, if you fuck up, you know, people don't forget.
Yeah.
People don't forget. And because you're not allowed to forget now because it's always in the public eye and it's always put out there.
Yep.
It's sketchy, man, for sure.
I was talking to Bearded Sean about liquid elections or liquid democracy.
Okay.
Okay, so picture this. Now, I don't know how this would work. I think this would be fucking cool, though. So what if everyone had a vote, right? Mm-hmm. So we already do.
Yeah. Okay?
But what if everybody had a vote on everything?
Okay.
Okay, so you have one vote, and I don't know how they'd do it. Like, maybe... the thing comes up on your phone and you use your vote. Okay. But where it's a liquid thing, I could give my vote to you. Yeah. If I don't feel like I know enough about the subject, I can give my vote to someone who I trust that knows enough about the subject.
Like call a friend kind of thing.
And then I can take my vote back anytime.
Okay.
Right. So some people would end up with piles of votes.
Yeah.
So they would have more sway in whatever matters. Yeah. It's, I don't know. Look it up. Look up liquid. What did I say it was?
Liquid votes?
No. Liquid democracy. Liquid democracy. It's actually pretty interesting. Okay. Like, I don't know what the solution is. I really don't. Because if you look at the overall votes, I think conservatives had more physical votes than liberals did.
So really, they won the popularity contest.
Yeah. But Hillary did that versus Trump.
Same thing. But but Trump had more seats. So it's the same situation.
It's the exact same situation.
Yeah.
So you can't bitch about it if you didn't bitch about it when Trump won.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, I mean, you can. That's one thing. Like, you can bitch about anything you want. You can always bitch. We're free.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Bitch about anything. Message me and bitch. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, and I mean, people can do that all they want because we're not experts. We're just here talking shit.
Yeah.
So liquid democracy, also known as... delegative democracy is a form of democracy whereby an electorate has the option of vesting voting power in delegates rather than voting directly themselves.
I dig it.
Hmm. So you take it and just kind of spread it out there.
Yeah. Whatever. Like, it's you keep your vote forever and use your vote every single time, or you can give your vote to someone who you find more educated on the subject.
Shit. Mm-hmm. I like it, too.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know... I have a hard time sitting down with politics and act like, you know, I know enough about it to talk shit about it, but I don't know enough about it to actually, you know, have a conversation with a politician or have a conversation with someone who knows.
No, and that's where I'm going. Like, I think I would like to get more into politics.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is the beginning of me actually going and eventually getting into politics.
Yeah, well.
But, like, fuck, if that guy can get away with 12 years ago having fucking weird tweets, I could probably get away with ruining New Year's.
True. That's true. That's a good point.
I'm not the same person I used to be.
No, and I think that's important. That adds to the story.
Dude, it's all about the betterment. Like, I just want what's best for Canada.
Definitely. And in your community.
Dude, I think we can all agree on certain things. Like, the problem is extremist views, and not only extremist views, some of them are like fear-mongering.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know we're all upset about climate change.
Yeah.
But Canada itself isn't in a position where it can change anything unless it uses its current resources mm-hmm. to build up climate-changing resources.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just wish it into a fucking reality. It's not real.
You can't just kill the oil fields either because of that 1.6%, like you said.
Exactly.
We need that. We need that land, and yeah. we need those people to continue doing solution? What they're doing.
This is another reason why Jagmeet Singh did not get voted. If you killed the oil, where would you get the oil?
Exactly. We need that.
We'd fucking import it from Saudi Arabia. They beat their women.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's...
You think, where are we getting the fucking oil?
Yeah, that's right.
Where's it coming from? Because it's not like you stop that oil, and then I'm like, okay, here's my Jeep.
Yeah.
I'm still driving the Jeep.
That's right.
We're just going to tax ourselves into fucking oblivion. Yeah. And it's still an issue. Like, Trudeau still has all this carbon tax bullshit going on. I don't really agree with that either.
No, me either.
And a lot of people say it's the way to go, but I don't believe it. Taxing us on using something that we all need is fucking silly.
Yeah.
That's not freedom.
Okay, it's silly to us.
But yeah, but it should be silly to everybody.
Yeah, but to the people at the top who are cashing in on this.
They're getting the money, right?
Yeah, it's...
My thing is, don't tax us on the things that we need. Like, tax shit that we don't need.
Yeah.
Extra tax shit we don't need.
Yeah.
Extra tax luxury. I don't know. I don't know the fucking solution. That's the problem. I don't know what's right yet.
Tax the upper class.
But I'm going to I'm going to get into this shit, and I'm going to pay more attention.
So are you going to make it an official announcement when you're going to run?
Well, fuck, who knows, right? Why not? But wouldn't that be nice?
It would be cool, for sure. It would be something that you would obviously excel at, well, if you wanted to.
I would definitely enjoy it.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
If nothing else.
I want to know, like, how much do they get paid, though? But, like, is it worth it?
Well,
like, if I'm going to take on a bunch of people's problems, I would like it to be financially worth it.
I would say that what makes, you know, politics so appealing would have to be the salary. It would have to be.
I hope so.
Because, I mean, it's obviously smart people that do this.
Yeah.
You know, usually educated people, for the most part.
Yep.
That get into this racket, because it's no joke. I think they have to be compensated. So I would like to think they are. Ooh, that's fun.
Some SSG gear that's next to Edgy Bra.
That's the guy that actually did our intro.
Yep.
Shane. Thanks for the intro, Shane. That was a while ago, but thank you.
It's still awesome. Does it go every time?
Every time.
Love it.
It's locked in there. So every time he gets... Someday he'll get royalties off that.
Yeah.
<that's> Someday. Great. For sure. Yeah, that's fun. Down in California.
Mm.
With Eddie. Yeah, fun.
Awesome. Any fights lately? There was free ones this weekend, no?
Yeah, there was. Poor Chris Weidman, man.
Ugh.
Poor Chris Weidman.
I don't want him to die.
No, I... You know what? He seems like a likable gentleman.
Yep, he does.
Had
a picture of him rocking some SSG the other day.
Chris Weidman?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, there's some custom fourth stringers, that were made. Yeah. And has the big SSG logo on the arm.
That's badass.
Yeah, and he was wearing it.
That's so badass.
That is pretty cool.
Because he's a Reebok guy, I'm pretty sure. That's cool that he had that on. Yeah, I mean, it sucks to watch a fella like that.
Yep.
You know, a former middleweight champ.
Mm-hmm.
Always fun to watch. Yep. I'm just going to pull up his record here. I think he's lost his last 5 out of 6 all by knockout, which is tricky.
Yep.
Whoa, what's this? He's been around for a while. You know, he beat some of the best.
Yep.
So let's just flash back here. So his last title defense was against Vitor Belfort, UFC 187, May 2015. He won that by TKO.
Nice.
And then he lost to Rockhold by TKO, Yoel Romero by knockout, Gegard Mousasi by TKO. Then he beat undersized for the division, well, especially against Weidman, Kelvin Gastelum.
Mm.
He beat him by arm triangle choke, which is beautiful.
Yeah, because Gastelum's pretty good, man.
Yeah, for sure. He just looked undersized against Weidman.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had... he came out after being off for almost a year. He fought Jacare Souza. got knocked out in that fight. And then, of course, this past weekend, got it's knocked tough. Out by Dominic Hayes. Yeah, it's tough for sure. It sucks. I hate it. I hate watching it. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess. Yeah. Shit happens. Mm-hmm. I feel like he is at the end of that era with the Silvas and the Belforts and all these people that he fought.
Yep.
Some of them went to Bellator, like Musashi went to Bellator, which a lot of veteran guys are doing.
It's money, man, and you get to do the sponsorship stuff, right?
Right, they make a fortune over mm-hmm. there. Well, they make their purse plus all their royalties with sponsors.
It's fucking great.
Absolutely.
Because, like, I want them to make money. That's the point. Like, you want to know these people that are fucking getting concussions are making money, right?
Yeah, because, you know, they are definitely underpaid, mm-hmm. most likely, in the UFC. That's been documented numerous times. So.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was the main event. Co-main event was a rematch against Yair Rodriguez and Jeremy Stephens.
I watched that.
It was a good fight. Hell of a fight.
It was.
Very close. They called it a unanimous decision. I don't know if I agree with that. Good fight regardless.
Yep. Definitely fun to watch.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Greg Hardy and Ben Sasoli. Did you hear about this?
The fucking puffer gate.
Inhaler gate. Yeah,
what the fuck? He definitely shouldn't have used it mid-match.
Well, no, but it
horribly stupid.
It came down on the commission. It has come down on the commission. Yeah. So that commission officer that's, you know, scheduled.
So did he ask permission? Did he say, can I use this right now?
Yeah.
And then someone said, go ahead.
The commission said, do you have it? And then he's like, yeah. And then they're like, go ahead. Or do you have it or is it legal? And he said, well, it's USADA approved. So they're probably like, okay.
Was it, though?
Yeah.
So what was the issue? Explain this to me. Slow it back.
He has asthma.
Yep.
Or a type of asthma. Okay. Athletic asthma or something like that. So he has this inhaler like anyone with asthma would have.
Yep.
So the issue is, yeah, you have asthma. You can't breathe, mm-hmm. but you're breathing the same air as your opponent the entire time in the octagon.
Yep.
So you take that inhaler, it's a stimulant.
Yep.
It helps you with your lung capacity.
It opens your airways.
Opens everything up. Yeah. It gives
you. So that is cheating.
Gives you a clear-cut advantage.
Yeah.
So it's clearly cheating.
Yeah. You should be fighting with your asthma.
Exactly.
If you're training with your asthma, like, that's part of you.
Yeah.
Sorry, bud.
Too bad.
No, I agree.
Yeah,
no, sure. I'm okay with that.
So it was a flaw on the commission's part, mm-hmm. but like you got to think Greg Hardy's pretty new to the sport as well, mm-hmm. as controversial as he is.
He's fucking, everybody hates the guy. Yeah. Like you can't just expect to beat a woman and be like, oh, everything's fine now.
Yeah, it's,
it doesn't work that way. People get mad at those things.
Yeah, and I think what makes people even more mad is that the UFC is like marketing him.
Bro,
like, they're really pushing him.
How many times has he fought in the last, like, short time?
Well,
I feel like I'm watching him every event.
Yeah, he's scheduled to fight Alexander Volkov in Moscow next month.
Jesus.
Quick turnaround. That'll be 5 fights in 2019 for
Volkov's him. Volkov's going to fucking kill him.
Yeah. I hope so. Like, Greg Hardy's explosive. He's fast. He's fun to watch. But the controversy is just too much. And then he piles this on top of the shit pile.
Is it the Volkov guy that I like, or is it a different
tall
guy?
Russian
guy. Oh, that's a different guy. Well, he's still good.
Yeah, for sure.
Who's the guy I was thinking of? It was that guy that I said the first time he fought, I was like, that guy's going to be a big deal. Like Alexander Volkanov or something?
Oh, Volkanovski.
Volkanovski.
Who's fighting for the featherweight title against Max Holloway.
I told you, man. That guy is going to be a big motherfucking deal.
He's a stud, man. He's an Australian boy. He's a fucking killer. That's also a good fight. But yeah, so Greg Hardy does himself zero favors.
Man.
Zero favors.
But he just keeps getting fights, so like, what the fuck? I guess he's doing something right.
Yeah, and the UFC is trying to cash in on him. I don't know why.
Because controversy makes money.
You're right.
And they don't give a fuck.
And regardless of even fighting skills, because you got to think early on in his UFC career, he was very green. You could tell.
Yep.
He had power. Former football player. Of course he does.
Yep.
But his record's 5-1. 5-1 and 1 no contest.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 fights prior to this one, he got disqualified for an illegal knee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the shit pile just keeps on piling up for Greg Hardy. He won the fight, but then it got turned over, obviously, to no contest. I don't know. I don't know what to think of it.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not pro team Greg Hardy whatsoever.
No, me either.
I think the UFC is better without him.
Maybe people are, like, wanting him to just get beat up.
Well, yeah, and that's why, you know what, you love him or hate him, people mm-hmm. are watching. Mm-hmm. They either want to see you win or they want to see you fall.
Yep.
You know, it's the same thing always with McGregor or anyone mm-hmm. that talks shit or has controversy surrounding them. Yeah, not on his team regardless.
No.
Joe Lozon defeated Jonathan Pierce. Did you see that half Nelson, man? Mm. It was fucking gnarly.
It was disgusting. I loved it.
Me too.
Because you know the other dude's good.
Yeah, he's
but that Pierce. Was like...
Like, I have a video of it.
Oh, it's
fucking disgusting, man. Like,
the don't way let the UFC arm. Know that that video is on your phone, man. They'll come fucking take your phone, punch you in the dick, delete your Instagram.
Find me $250,000.
Yep. Yeah. Ass fucking
fuck
hats.
That shit. Anyway, Joe Lowe's on Dana White's about, like, pressuring him to retire.
He's yeah, what's around, up with man. That? Who cares? Like, fuck, let him alone. He's not getting knocked out, or is he?
He was.
Was he? But then he came back and did that. Well, I mean, if you let him, like, if you get to that point, though, mm-hmm. where he wins his last fight, you should have forced him to retire when he got knocked out last time.
You're right.
Not let him have another one and then force him to retire, because he just looked so good. I want to watch him fight again.
Me too.
Unless he is at high risk.
Yeah.
Which, man, I don't know.
Like, since 2000 and... So, since he lost to Kenny Florian in 2008, he pretty much traded wins for losses.
It's crazy.
You know, he went on a couple two-fight win streaks here and there. But leading up to this fight, he lost three in a row. Mm. Two of them by knockout. So, yeah, it's not a good look. He's been around, man. He has 43 matches in total.
Crazy. You
know, 28 wins, 15 losses. Nine knockouts, 17 submissions. He's a stud, man.
Yeah, man,
People love watching him. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see him retire until he's ready. I don't like these guys being pushed out the door.
No, me either.
You know, like if you look at superstars like Chuck Liddell back in the day, they kind of had to retire.
Well, yeah.
They were getting lit the fuck up like every fight, you know, and it's like, okay, time to hang it up.
What do you think about Damian Maia versus, what's his face at UFC Singapore? Ben Askren.
I like it. Like I like it too. I'm a grappler guy, right? So it's,
I like it. I'm excited to see how it plays out.
Like I'm all about that. There's an interesting stat that I've seen. Here it is. So Ben Askren has landed zero significant strikes through two UFC fights. Damian Maia has landed three significant strikes in his last two UFC fights. So it's like, okay, well, look, there's a reason it's on at 8 a.m., I guess.
That's
like
people, wicked.
Yeah, but I mean...
Three fucking significant strikes between two people between two fights.
Four fights. Four fights collectively. Yeah, it's...
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. Not
exactly fan favorite.
Oh, bro.
I like the fight.
But that's man. Like, yeah, I want to see that.
I'm going to watch that for mm-hmm. sure. I mean, Ben Askren, say what you want about him. He's a huge star over there in Singapore. Yep. He fought in one championship for a long time.
Yep.
Held their title there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fight.
Yeah, me too.
Why not?
I'm going to watch it all day.
Yeah, I'm going to have that on all day. Damian Maia also has the fourth most fight time in UFC history. It's 6 hours, 18 minutes, and 12 seconds.
Shit.
That's cool.
That is cool.
He's been around, man. Been around for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, hopefully, Ben Askren can bounce back. It was his first loss.
Yep.
You know, against
well,
against
and that, man, that's like, that's pretty serious. Like, he just got kneed the fuck in the face.
In 5 seconds.
Yep.
But the knockout was actually like 3 seconds.
Yep.
Right. So those extra shots on, you know, super necessary if you ask Jorge Masvidal. But
well, Masvidal, man, he don't fuck around.
He's a motherfucker, man.
I'm pumped to see him fight fucking Diaz.
Are you gonna pay for it?
No. Dude, I ain't paying shit to them.
I understand. I'm
don't
going to.
My Instagram, give me a fucking mental seizure. Nah, bro.
Yeah, you were definitely seizing.
It was sad, for sure. Bro. So much work into this motherfucker.
No, I know.
But it ended up being a good thing, so fuck it, right?
Yeah, for sure. It worked out for the better. Yep. Yeah, but like I'm so anxious when I even think about posting like pictures of the shit now. Like I'm watching live and I take pictures of the TV. Yeah. It's like,
I won't do that. I don't even follow UFC.
No.
Can't. I can't bring myself to it.
Yeah.
And, like, listen, just like anything in the world, I want all the best for them.
Yeah.
I just fucking... I don't know, man.
You get that
shit
taste, right?
Yeah, like, why would you do that to someone? I didn't do anything wrong.
No, that's right.
If I did something wrong, I'd be like, fuck, it's my fault.
Like, if you were, like, illegally streaming or pirating the entire event.
And if it was them that, like, realized their mistake and undid it, but no, it was a fucking Facebook employee that came to my rescue.
Yeah, just some dude.
Fucking best dude ever.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to that dude.
Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
His name's Ryan. See, I don't want to give away his last name because then everybody and their dog would be adding him and bugging the shit out of him.
Totally.
And he's a good dude. He did it out of the kindness of his heart. He probably would help everybody, but, like, come on, right?
Yeah. Can't help everyone, man. Yeah. Can't help everyone. Macy Barber beat Jillian Robertson.
She's fucking savage, that Barber, one. Yeah. She's, like, she's mean as fuck online. Wicked. She's all over she's Paige Van Zandt.
Well, proper thing. I mean, Paige Van Zandt's looking for a fight. Macy Barber's out there killing bitches.
Yeah. Why would you want to fight that?
Well,
like, if you're Paige Van Zandt and you're making piles of money off your Instagram, fuck, take easy fights. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
People can talk about, oh, dodging this, dodging that, dodging this, dodging that.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck cares. Mm-hmm. The fans are the winners if they fight.
Oh, yeah.
Neither of them are the, well, Macy would be the winner.
I agree.
But if Paige goes and fights her and beats her, she ain't really the winner.
No, because
you
has
still,
every,
like who cares? Lose. She's already winning.
Right?
So yeah. It's like, yeah, be selfish, man. Think about yourself.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't judge her for not wanting to fight someone who's a fucking savage little killer.
And she's super young, man.
Yeah.
And she has aspirations to be the youngest UFC champion of all time.
Yep.
She can do it. She's 8-0 with 7 finishes, man. And she's killing it. Killing it for sure. She's done nothing but finish people since she's been on the Contender Series and in the UFC. So that fight with Paige Van Zandt's bad news, I think.
Yep. Because Paige, like, how many followers does Paige have on Instagram? Probably fucking tons. She's doing fine.
Oh, man.
She's doing fine. She's definitely making money.
Well, she came out publicly and said she makes more money off Instagram posts than she does actually fighting.
100% believe it.
Which is good. Good for her.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, she has 2.3 million followers on Instagram.
Yeah, so she's doing all right. Because if you can motivate some of them to buy whatever it is you're selling, you're doing all right.
Like Macy Barber is an incredible fighter, much more highly skilled than Paige Van Zandt.
Mm-hmm.
No offense.
Yep.
She only has 108,000 followers.
Even that, we're not sure yet.
Boy, right? No, you don't know.
If they fight, Paige might beat her.
Yeah.
There's been a few times where people didn't think Paige was going to win, and then Paige won.
Well, like that fight with Rachel Ostovich.
There you go.
You know, everyone thought she'd be outclassed on the ground, as she was in previous fights.
Yep.
And then she came through and submitted her. So,
absolutely. So, like, if she's putting work in, then she's going to be getting better, right?
Definitely. Anytime people can get out of the fight game and be successful elsewhere, is a good thing.
Yep.
It's a good thing. For sure. So I hope she's making a fucking fortune over there. She never has to fight again.
Bro, me too.
Because she used the UFC as a platform to get to where she is.
Yeah.
So it's stepping stones all around.
100%. Like, you don't need to do things just because other people think you should.
Yeah.
Like people trying to force her into fight. If she never fights again, it's her, man, it's her fucking choice.
Have fun being famous.
So people will just be like, oh, she's a pussy. She ducked this person. Who are these people talking? Do they matter?
And that was my point.
They don't.
All these people can talk all the shit they want, just like everyone else, and it's irrelevant to the people that are making the money.
Exactly.
The people that are out there making a difference, you know, doing the best they can.
Yep.
All these people are just sitting home on their fat asses.
How's her husband doing? He's a fighter, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's next for him.
I think he fights Bellator, no?
I think he fights Bellator, yeah.
Good for him, too.
Yeah, man, and he's a hell of a fighter. He really puts on the line. He had an opportunity in Dana White's Contender Series a while ago. Got the win, but didn't get the contract.
Mm. You'd figure, being Van Zandt's husband, they would have gave him the contract, right?
Well, you'd think, yeah.
Yeah,
but you'd think that.
Whatever.
I guess it all just goes to show that it doesn't always matter who you know or who you're dating or
who you're
married to. I'm looking for his record, but I can't find it. Either way, he's a hell of a fighter. I remember watching his fight live on the Contender Series, and he really impressed me. So if he's happy in Bellator, again, maybe he doesn't want to come over.
Yep.
Making that coin, right?
Hey, if you're making money,
Power to him, for sure.
All right, so we're back. This one's over, but we are going to try to be incredibly consistent.
Yes. Back on the horse, and we will be back weekly.
Fucking horses.
Yeah, sorry.
No, no, it's fine. It's cool. Now I have PTSD.
Well, I think you had it before I said horses.
I was joking yesterday, and I was like, you know what I'm going to do? First thing I'm going to do when I have piles of money?
What?
I'm going to buy all Deanna's horses and then sell them.
For way undervalued. Just like, yeah, this horse is worth,
hey, honey,
50 grand.
You don't have horses anymore.
100 bucks.
Let's go on vacation.
Yeah, I made 800 forever. Bucks off all your horses. Whoops.
All right. You're all awesome. Keep up the good work.
Keep your sticks on the ice. Thank you, guys.
Later.
Bye.